WS Now. We're going to be talking about a very important subject, which is making sure that girls get the opportunity to explore a career and a life in science and technology. Now, joined on the lines now by Lorraine McDowell, who's president of the association Expanding Your Horizons, and also Alexa, who's helping out with an event that is coming up this weekend. So, morning to you both.
Good morning, Mark.
Morning. Now, Lorraine, I'll start off with you. This science fair that you're doing, Expanding Your Horizons, tell us what it's all about.
It's a fair that's aimed at girls between the ages of 11 to 14 years old, and it's to inspire and excite girls to take up STEM subjects at school, higher education, and eventually in a career in STEM. So as women are underrepresented in higher education, STEM subjects and STEM jobs, this is one way to make sure that they're tenacious in continuing their education in this area.
Do you feel that's perhaps a little bit of a, let's say, a systemic problem with education, the fact that girls are perhaps not exposed to those subjects enough when younger?
Well, it's systemic, and it's due to external influences all along the line, from school, higher education, and in the workplace. So there are some innuendos that discourage girls from taking up science and technology subjects. So our fair is really there to encourage girls to get their hands on science or technology events that they wouldn't perhaps want to go forward to do in the classroom or further, and to encourage them to work harder and to choose the subjects. It may not necessarily be their strongest, but it's also very important subjects such as physics and mathematics and writing computer programs and
right.
things like that.
So, Lorraine, I assume that's a path that you've followed then.
I'm in the pharmaceutical industry, and I followed the path of science and genetics, and I'm working in managing large amounts of data, yes.
Okay. All right. So we've got this fair going on Saturday, and it's, as you say, it's open to girls 11 to 14. We'll talk about a bit more about that in just a second, but I've also got on the line Alexa, who's a volunteer at the fair. Morning to you, Alexa.
Good morning.
Morning. Now, Alexa, tell us what your role in this is.
So this year, I volunteer to help out with the event, and more specifically, I'm coordinating between the girl ambassadors and the event management team. So young girls can also sign up to be ambassadors and promote this event to their friends and other young girls in their school. And so I'm the liaison between them and us.
So the idea then, Alexa, is that you'll be persuading the girls who go to the fair is that when they go back to school, they will actually spread the word at school about how important it is for girls to follow the science subjects.
Yeah, it's really important that they share the word and that they show them how much they learned and how important it is, as you said, that more girls participate in STEM.
Okay, what path are you following right now then?
Currently, I'm in my senior year of high school. I'm following an IB diploma, and I'm very focused in my STEM subjects. I take higher level biology and higher level chemistry, which means I have 6 hours of both a week,
right.
And I'm really interested in pursuing neuroscience in university, so that's also a STEM field.
Right, so you really are going to become a brain surgeon.
Potentially.
Potentially, great, fantastic. Lorraine, back to you. Let's talk about this fair then. Kids can go, so as you say, it's girls only, and when we talk about girls only, we're also going to, the parents, while they can take them to the fair, will have to sit out. So what will the girls be doing inside this fair on Saturday?
So the day begins at 8:15, and they register for their workshops. So it's a pre-registration where they choose which workshops. They have two workshops out of 23 to choose. And then there's a science fair in the hallway as well. So during the day, they can attend the two workshops that have been assigned to them. Examples might be writing computer programs to fly drones in a wind tunnel, or perhaps learning how The human brain is mapped by the Blue Brain Project.
Right.
And then they spend 1 hour in the hall, the main hall, where there's a stand, and they can visit the various stands with a questionnaire. And we have stands such as the stand from CERN, where scientists are there to answer questions about how the LHC works.
Right.
And we have a mentoring cafe as well this year, where we have 21 mentors. These are female scientists at the height of their field from the local area, who will have a one-on-one session with the girls to explain to them what their personal career journey has been.
Right. Okay, so Lorraine, just the nuts and bolts of this, as it were. If people actually want to go to this this fair on Saturday, it's at the Unimai in Geneva. But it's important to register first. And also actually point out which language. Now, it's in English and French, but if one of the girls is going to be perhaps more comfortable only one of them, it's important to point that out at the registration process. Is that right?
That's correct, yes. They can register up to midnight tonight and choose workshops. Many of them are full, so
right.
It's good to get in there. But if you explain and say exactly what language you want to do, or if you're a bilingual, then we'll put you in an appropriate language suitable okay. workshop.
Right. What's the website then, Lorraine?
So the website is in French. It's www.elargerdeshorizons.ch. So roughly translated, it's expanding your horizons in French. Élargir des horizons.
Élargir des horizons.ch. Yes. All right. Okay. Yes. Right. Okay. We've got that. And what I'll do is, in about an hour or so, I'll put this up on the website, and I'll put a link to your website on there as well. It's an all-day thing. So, as you say, it starts at, 8:30 in the morning. It goes on until how long, Lorraine?
It goes on until 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's only for girls, aged between 11 and 14, and parents have to leave them at the door, and then it's just up to the girls to explore all of this for themselves, but of course lots of people around to help them through all of that. And if you don't know where Unimai is, it's opposite the Lady Godiva pub, so that's where the parents can spend the day.
That's correct.
Okay, but that's going to be great. No, it's a Unimai, a fantastic building there where it's all going to be. I'll put a link up, as I say, on the website on our website shortly. So Lorraine and Alexa, best of luck with that. And Alexa, I hope you continue in your career, and I want to hear from you when you're working on brains. Okay?
I will. I'll
okay.
come back.
Terrific. So Lorraine and Alexa, thank you very much indeed. That is Expand Your Horizons. It's on Saturday at Unimai. Kicks off 8:30 in the morning. As I say, I'll put a link up to it on our website shortly. And very important for girls aged between 11 and 14.
Never run out of contact lenses again.
Okay.
Thanks, Mark. That's brilliant.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, good luck with it. And I hope it all goes well. Let us know. So you say you do this every 2 years. Is that right?
Every 2 years, yeah. We had to have a break 3 years because of COVID.
COVID, yeah.
But we're back on schedule.
Okay. Terrific. All right. All right. Thanks, girls. Thank you very much. All right.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
You might recall earlier this week we were talking about the incredible Ferrari in which Michael Schumacher won the 2003 Formula One season. Well, it